This is Whitley Strieber, and this is Dreamland. You've reached the edge of the world.
Well, Sonia Barrett is one of our favorite guests here on Dreamland. She always gets great comments, and she's back, which is always nice. She is at therealsoniabarrett.com, which you will find is a very lovely, slick website, and there's a lot of different ways of getting involved with Sonia there on YouTube and in other ways. Sonia, welcome back to Dreamland.
Well, thank you so much, Whitley. It's always good to be back chatting with you.
Well, it's a pleasure, and I'm going to kind of go down some different paths this time. In the past, we've talked about things like the nature of reality and so forth, and I want to get a little bit more topical today and ask you what is happening in our world, because you're a person who has their finger on energies that are different. In other words, it's not a political question. It's a question about the fact that there seems to be an impending sense of upheaval. Does that make sense to you?
Well, yes, it does. I mean, it does. And I think, again, everything goes in cycles. Our world is about cycles. And I think right now, yes, we are in an interesting cycle where it does seem like everything is sort of just up in the air. Everything is coming up. Everything about everything is coming up. And that, of course, that covers everything in terms of, you know, politics and people's views and the idea of freedom. Is freedom being taken? There's so many components to all of this, I think, right now. And I do see that it is a time that is sort of pushing people. I use the word pushing because I can't think of another word right now. But it's encouraging people to begin to become more aware. And I'm going to say right now on the political front, because I think a lot of people were completely unexposed as to the structure or the format of the political structure until we had the election, and then people began to understand more about things like the electoral college and so on. So people were, in a way, yes, forced to come to a realization about how things are really ran, as opposed to just running out and voting. People began to realize that maybe it really isn't quite that simple.
Well, you know, I have a big family in Texas, and the great majority of them are Republicans and were supporters very definitely, and still are, some of them, of Donald Trump. And I'm politically not involved. I'm moderate, I would say. I don't think I've supported Trump, but I don't think I would have. I didn't vote in the presidential election. I didn't see any percentage in that for me. But in any case, I have to admit that I would have been interested if Hillary Clinton had won, because it seemed to me that she was on the point of doing much more about the disclosure process than apparently Donald Trump plans to do, although things are leaking out thanks to Luis Alvarez and Al Putoff and that group of people. So in any case, I'm curious about these energies, and without thinking in terms of political ideology, there's a very different energy in the air now, in this country in particular. You have a situation where the president of the United States openly offers the opinion that he'd like to be a dictator, and he still has a lot of strong support. And I find that a change. And how do you react to that?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. Again, yes, the energy, there's a definite difference in the energy that is being experienced at this time. And no matter which way we slice it up, I think we can recognize that things that were once hidden to some degree, people's beliefs and feelings are just sort of surfacing. It's coming up because this individual or the energy of this cabinet, even though we're not speaking of politics, we're speaking energetically, sort of has given permission for certain people to go ahead and express and own, you know, the truth of how they really feel. There are so many factors involved here, and I think no matter what we do, this is a time that has to happen. It just has to happen.
Yeah,
in the way that it's happening.
It seems like it. Well, listen, we're going to just take a brief break for our free Dreamlanders, and we'll be right back.
Contact in the Desert. This year, the magic happens from June 1 to 3 in a brand new venue in Indian Wells, California. Whitley Strieber will be there, telling the joyous story of the afterlife revolution and all that has happened with Anne since the book was published. Then, in his second lecture, he's going to be talking about close encounter experiences that are happening to him right now. He reports that there are more of these experiences in his life than ever before. But what are they? What do they mean? He will bring a completely new insight and a completely new vision of this powerful experience. Contact in the Desert features such superstars as George Noory, George Tsoukalos, Linda Moulton Howe, Freddie Silva, Nick Pope, James Gilliland, Peter Lavenda, Travis Walton, and many more. Don't miss this incredible weekend of enlightenment and discovery. Go to contactinthedesert.com and sign up today.
Sonia Barrett's website is thereal.soniabarrett.com, and the unreal Sonia Barrett is often there as well, and all the other Sonia Barretts that you may conceive of. And it's an interesting place to go because Sonia has a lot to offer. She has all kinds of. Tell us a little bit about what you do have to offer, Sonia.
Well, there's tons of articles that I've written over the years. Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, my website has been actually there since 2001, I would say. But of course, you know, it's changed.
But it's been revamped recently.
It's been revamped. It was revamped. Yeah.
I've been trying to revamp my website for 2 years.
I saw that. It takes time, especially when you have a lot of content. And on my website, there is a lot of content. Everything I've ever done in terms of workshops or lectures are all on the website. It's all available. And one of the reasons why I do that with Whitley is because I don't go around doing the same workshop twice. When I grow and expand, everything that I do and I present comes from that space. So therefore, I leave it there. I make it available for people who may come after who, you know, maybe this is where they are. And so there's something for everyone there
right.
That goes quite a ways back. So there's articles and events and everything that I'm doing. Most of the things aren't up yet on the website, the events that I have coming up, conferences, they're not there as yet. But generally, yes, they're there, and all the workshops, and I do a yearly retreat. This year we're going to Sedona, but that retreat is full already. But so it's all kinds of interesting things and consultation. I do a life flow coaching, because I don't say life coach, because that's so done.
What do you say?
Everybody's a life coach. But so everything I do tends to have an edge to it, a little bit different. So life flow coaching involves quite a bit. And of course, you know, my work sort of dabbles in the area of quantum physics and the nature of reality and, you know, who are we, what are we, all of that kind of thing. So it's kind of out there and edgy, but it is about expanding the mind and remembering, actually. This is about remembering. Believe me, you know all of this. There's really nothing that is, as they say, new under the sun. But we just simply don't remember much of that. And we had to not remember in order to live this experience we're living at this time. And some of what you just mentioned, Whitley, in asking me about the energies at this time.
Yeah. And let's go on with that now a little bit more, because something radical changed recently, and it spread from Hollywood into, we'll talk about the young people in a few minutes, but now I'm talking about women. And the change of the age, we're moving from Pisces into Aquarius, and we're also moving from a patriarchal orientation into a different orientation. And I do see women over the past 100 years becoming steadily more empowered from the beginnings of the suffragist movement, or even before that in the 19th century when women began in the United States and in England to demand education for themselves, which they did not get before. And then the suffragist movement, and then the feminist movement, and now the Me Too movement. It is becoming more and more radical over time. There's a lot of energy there that wasn't there before, and it's growing. The Me Too movement is much more intense, for example, than some of the previous movements were. It is a strident demand for change.
Well, it's all part of that energy that you spoke about, where everything is sort of, what do they say, out of chaos comes order. But it's that time where everything, all of these things are just coming up for change. They're coming up, they're resurfacing, and it's about cycles again. So this is the reason why you're seeing people fighting for not being oppressed in that manner anymore, women, as you mentioned, and that reemerging. Now, it's not that women were in this position all the time, and this is the thing, you know, we tend to think that this is the way it's been, you know, forever. And incidentally, before this whole Me Too movement and all of this, for the last 2 years, I felt very driven to do a documentary, and so it has nothing to do with the Me Too movement. This all just coincided, but it's called Feared Woman, A History of Power, Politics, and Control. So there you go, Whitley. I was already on the energy that was going to come up without knowing that it was going to come up.
Well, you always are. I mean, you're very sensitive to this stuff. I have read your website and carefully for years. I mean, that's why I keep bringing you back on the show. And I thought that when you met with us that one or two times in our Tuesday night group, that you had a lot of fascinating material to bring to that group. And it makes me wonder where you kind of come from and why you're like this, because you're different from most people are not like this.
Yeah, no, we're still trying to figure out where I come from as well. But yeah, you know, that is an interesting thing, and I could answer it, but I very seldom answer it in a way that I know that I could answer it.
No, I know. I've asked you before. I was just wondering if anything had changed.
But I don't answer it. But, yeah, you know, we can say this. We can say this, that, and I have to come to grips with this, too, for myself, because I used to wonder about myself, too. So it's not just you. And most people do, is the fact that apparently I have some major connection, meaning I am more so probably connected with a future. I'm very aware of the past, but a future time, let's say, which I'm able to see a lot scientifically. I'm able to see all kinds of things. So yes, it fascinated me at first. But yes, so there's more there, but that kind of, you know, maybe a little bit of an idea as to how I'm tapping into this. But I also, Whitley, want to say that I think that everybody does have the capability of seeing and tapping in. I think where people are challenged is because we, as human beings, like to stick to comfortable ideas and concepts. And we get very, like a sort of static in terms of when we are fixated on a belief system. And creation is a fluid experience. It's a fluid expression. If it wasn't fluid, we wouldn't have all of this vast imagined creation, you know, from the idea of planets and, you know, extraterrestrials to all sorts of things. If there wasn't that freedom to for creation to express itself in many forms, then there would be nothing. So we need to look at the fact that there is a fluid process. that is always happening. But us as individuals have a little bit of a challenge with that fluidity. And why is that, Whitley? Because we are afraid of the unknown. And what we want is something that we can sink our teeth into, something that is, in a way, controllable, something that we can confirm. And so we'll fight with each other about what is true and what is not. Yet everything is true for the individual according to where you are right now. Wherever we are right now in our understanding, that's what we understand. But it does not mean that that truth is final. We have to allow it to continue to expand, to show itself to us. And that happens when we allow ourselves to grow, to expand an awareness, or as we say, expand our consciousness, which is expansion of our awareness. It allows us to open up to all the unlimited realms and possibilities that are already there, that already exist, and we are just simply stepping into another possibility. Not that we're creating anything new, which I know that's a challenge for people. It's not that you're creating everything new, but for those people who will say, well, everything is known. Well, if everything is known, right, then that means that all we have is an ocean of potential, and you're just walking into another potential. But you only do that according to where you are in your own belief system, your own understanding, and the your perception and the boundaries that you have on your perception. If you confine reality to specific outcomes, just to a specific expression, then that's all you will see. And your brain, since it operates based on a pattern of what reality looks like, because we all have a pattern of what we think, you know, what reality is for us personally, as well as a collective pattern or interpretation or blueprint right. of the human experience. So when we start looking at this on a wider scale, and you start looking at how narrow is my perception of reality, just how narrow is that? Your brain filters. Your brain always filters what you will experience in terms of reality, all based on your cues, your permission, which is based on the limitations of one's beliefs and on one's perception. So I'll stop right there for a moment. So do you have anything you want to interject?
No, it was fascinating. And we have a situation here where I feel that there are things, a lot of things spinning out of control in human society. And I don't know quite what it has to do with. Part of it has to do with fear, because we can all see that, for example, the climate around us is changing radically. It is not changing in the ways that the most of the scientists were telling us it would change, where things would suddenly start to get warmer and warmer and warmer, and we'd all bake to death. Instead, it's changing much more. Like if you pick up the book Superstorm that Art Bell and I wrote, you'll find an interesting and persuasive model of the current climate in it. And if you read Dr. James Hansen's paper about saying essentially the superstorm is real, it's a sobering experience to think that one of the world's leading climatologists agrees with us. And people are aware of this. I mean, one of the reasons so many people have left my website is because they're afraid. They see that we were right, that I was right from the beginning, and they're just scared. They don't want to think about it. And I don't blame them. It's a kind of scary place to be right now, and this world and my website both. But you talk of the future, mm-hmm. and I want to know what that means to you and how you relate to it. Let's go a little deeper there.
I know, and I kind of relate to much of this in a very, I guess, odd way. So I'm trying to figure out how to address that, because I don't see fear at this time. And that's what I tell people. Like, this is not about fear. This is about really, truthfully understanding the science of who we are and how we produce the reality.
We got to take a little break. I'm sorry, Sonia, to interrupt you for our Free Dreamlanders. Free Dreamlanders, listen up and get excited and do whatever they tell you to do. We'll be right back.
Whitley Strieber's nonfiction is magical, powerful, and thought-provoking. From communion to the afterlife revolution, there is no body of work like it in the world. Nothing even approaches it. And not only that, his wonderful fiction, from The Wolfen to his latest novel, New, offers reading and listening entertainment that you will never forget. And where do you find all this in one place? At Strieber.com. That's where. Every Whitley Strieber book available for sale is there, as well as a pre-order link for New. So don't wait. Go to Strieber.com and start exploring. There's only one Whitley and only one place to find all his work. Strieber.com.
We're talking to Sonia Barrett. Her website, therealsoniabarrett.com. And if you look carefully, you'll find the unreal one there too. They are twins. I mean that more really than you would think. And when we start to talk about Sonia's book, which she is reprinting soon and may have already reprinted, we'll get into just what I mean by that. But we've been discussing these energies, and you just said before we left, Sonia, that you don't see fear, but I do. I see a lot of fear around us.
Well, fear around people, in terms of people. But
I'm not afraid at all, I feel extremely, I'm well-seated in myself, and I'm not afraid of a future which I understand clearly. And
that's what I mean. Yeah. That's exactly what I mean. When I say I don't see fear, I mean for myself. But there is fear out there. There's lots of fear. So, yeah, that's what I mean, Whitley. Not that I don't see that there is fear out there. That's sold on a daily basis. And moment to moment, fear is always being sold. But in terms of myself and where I stand, no, I don't see that. But I do see that we have the opportunity, people have the opportunity, believe it or not, I'm saying to those listening, to really decide on the kind of reality that one is choosing to be part of, to engage in, to experience. I think that that is something, and this isn't one of those woo-woo concepts either. I think there's so many things about how reality is showing up for us as a collective and as individuals that people just don't understand, because you're not learning any of this in school. You're not learning that kind of physics or science in school, in terms of how we're actually experiencing reality, how we're interpreting reality. And so I see that there is so much, Whitley, that actually goes on that you will never be a part of, like things that where people are meeting their demise, or things that happen on the planet, a part of the planet that's war-torn. You don't live there. That's not part of your reality. Yet you do have maybe empathy or sympathy or compassion for those people, but that is not part of your reality script, correct?
Pretty much isn't, no.
Exactly. So we have to be able to look at these things and not sort of go, you know, contradict ourselves on how we're going to interpret this idea we call reality. Same thing here with what seems like could be doom. Is that, do you have to be a part of that experience? Do you have the option of being in such an aligned and aware state, or being online in that real connected state? This part of you that supersedes this physical experience, that is always aware of what is happening 360 degrees and all the time. You then have that option to know when not to be in certain places. And so we have to begin to look at this, is how am I being brought into certain experiences? Is the planet going to be destroyed and be gone forever? No, perhaps not. I don't see that. However, because we are also unfamiliar with the idea that we, reality or planet Earth exists in multiple versions. Now I'm ended up going into something else. It's very hard for me to answer this question or to address these things without, you know, going into this space. That what we're looking at is multiple potentials, the spaces between the spaces, right? So right. Because of that, there's multiple interpretations of reality, or if we're just talking about Earth, multiple interpretations that you are going to then, you're making choices all the time in terms of who you will engage with, the environment you will be a part of, simply based on what you believe and understand. This is what's moving you towards the choices that you end up making. This is what is determining how tuned in you are to that part of you that supersedes this character, this identity, this role you play in this experience that we call reality, this virtual experience that we call reality. So there's more here than meets the eye. It's not just, oh my God, this is what's happening and I'm so terrified. It's pulling back and wanting deeply to understand more about what and who you are that exceeds this idea of physicality. Everything is appearing and disappearing all the time anyway. We've got the wave and particle dance that happens, and they're one in the same. We have the idea of form and formless. We have the idea that behind everything is an energy field. Everything is a frequency pattern.
And we know that perception has something to do with reality because of the experimental results in the quantum perception problem, where a particle or anything is a wave until it's observed, and then
absolutely.
It becomes a particle. And we don't know why that is, and we also don't know the nature of the observer. In other words, if the universe is not observed, is it not there? And in the second half of the show, we're going to be talking more to Sonia about that, because she has got some of the most interesting things to say about it in her book, The Holographic Canvas. And I believe there's another book as well. Is that
correct? Journey of Possibilities.
Right. Journey of Possibilities. And we're going to be asking in the second half of the show some questions. These are Sonia's fundamental questions. Is Earth as we know it a matrix or system of programs? Is death a necessary process, or is it part of the matrix? Is it possible that the concept of dying will cease to exist once humanity uncovers the fundamental deception that is behind our understanding of reality? Now, you talk about burning questions. Those are burning questions. And another sad thing here, we have reached the end of the first half of the show. So, free Dreamlanders, if you want to explore those questions, and I know you do, subscribe to unknowncountry.com. And if you go on the website and find out it is not yet possible to subscribe because we're in the process of moving to our new site, then I hope we get moved soon. That's all I can say. We've been working on it now for 2 years, and it's been a tremendous challenge because this is not just a big website. It's gigantic, and it has many, many different types of component, each one of which has to be rebuilt in the new system. So that's where We are. Sonia Barrett's website is beautiful, and you can go there and do anything you want to there right now. It's therealsoniabarrett.com. You will find there a wealth of information that this very, very interesting and, I would say, philosophical seer is the best way to describe you, Sonia, at least in my mind, has to offer. So do go to therealsoniabarrett.com. Free Dreamlanders, thank you so much for listening, and come back next week. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it just as you did this show this week. We'll be right back, subscribers.
You've been listening to Dreamland. Be sure to tune in again next week. Dreamland is brought to you by UnknownCountry.com and its family of subscribers. Unknown Country was founded by Ann Streber. Our news editor is Matthew Frizzell. Our coordinator is Amy Safrankova. Whitley Streber is your Dreamland host, and I'm your announcer, Ted Alexander. Thank you for listening.